Quick shout out to our brand partner, Horicon Bank. We actually have a studio inside one of their locations, and I love what that represents. They care about the community, they support local businesses, and they're making space for faith-driven founders like you, like me, that are doing meaningful work. Check them out at horiconbank.com.
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
Over your years of building a business and helping other people grow it and expand their business, what would be the one? I know this might be a really, really tough question for you, but what's the one lesson, like the one thing that you can say, if you do this thing really well, you'll be on your way?
You know, for me, I'm a very relationship-driven guy. I think it's care about the person on the other side, right? I always say I make friends first and business follows, if it makes sense, right? I think that no one wants to feel like a checkbook. Everyone can read it when you're faking them, right? And when you're playing games, it's just not worth anyone's time. And at the end of the day, it's great to build businesses and that's what we do. It's great to make money and that's what we do. But it's more important to be you and be a person and be who you are and enjoy life and take this in an exciting way, right? And make it an exciting adventure. And the key part of the excitement there and what helps you succeed is the people along the way, right? You don't get those design partners who give in their time and equity unless they like you and see your vision and get along with you and click. You don't pick a VC. You should not pick a VC unless you fit well with them, right? It's a marriage. I'm going to be around longer than some of your wives and husbands are going to be, right? Especially if you build a second company after the first decade, first company, right? And so you want to make sure that you're really working with the people you want to work with. I say that at SignWave all the time. We are a team that has a particular culture that works for us. We care about each other, and that's our model. And other firms work well with very different models. So find the place you fit, find the people you fit with. And I think that's the most important thing. I think it actually makes you more effective at the end of the day. And the most important thing, if it doesn't go well, you still feel realized and you still feel like you did something worthwhile, right?
Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways that you've done that at SignWave?
So we've really built a team. I know this about me, right? When there are people who, just like I said, I need friends first and business follows, right? I don't work well with people who are just colleagues. It doesn't go well for me. I'm completely ineffective because it doesn't motivate me as a person. And so everyone at our team, I don't need to know the details of your sex life, but I want to know about, you know, I care about your family. I care about your health. I care about your, you know, well-being. I care about another key thing that people forget is I care about your growth. Right? That's important in a startup. You have to do your day-to-day job, but you have to recognize your team wants to grow and expand. And the best way to keep people, especially high performers, is to allow them to grow and expand at your own organization. And so we at SignWave always say, what do you want to do? What do you want to build? If it fits and it makes sense, like, let's do it. Why not? Right? Experiment with it. It fits that broad strategic path that you used to build all the time, LZ, right? But it's something that came up along the road this year. And why not, right? It's still on the path. So let's do it. I think that that's a key important element. And then when you have figured that out, one of my partners, Pat, she would say, she's a little less fuzzy than the rest of us sometimes. And she said, you know, this fuzzy family thing that you wanted to create, I didn't think it was going to happen. But you know what? It worked out and it's pretty special. We need to protect it. And that's the last point I'd make. Make sure you protect that, right? That's the most important thing long term.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you run into situations where maybe you brought on a new team member or missed a new partner or a company that you guys are working with, and for whatever reason, you've missed the boat. You picked the wrong person and it just wasn't working. How does that flow within your team?
That's never happened to me. Totally kidding. Of course this happened. So one thing I'll say is no one has ever complained that they fired someone too early. So you need to think through that and recognize that. But one of the things we do is we take care of people, right? So if there is a recognition, usually the person recognizes it too, right? It's like when you're in a relationship and there's a breakup, 90% of the time you knew it was coming, right? And you were kind of like slogging through it for a while for good reason sometimes, but you knew it was coming, right? I think, you know, what we've done is we've always tried to find a home, because if we picked you in the first place, you have a talent and you have a value and you're good at something, right? what that is may not fit our organization. So we do two things. Up front, we spend at least 6 months hiring people. We take a very long time hiring people at SignWave because of our culture and what it needs to fit into that. So that's one piece. Make sure you're looking for all the key pieces up front. And then the second piece is, if it's not working out, find a home for someone. Like I described an organization earlier in this call, right? That is very engineering, very kind of cutting, straight edged, very data driven. We're data driven too, but in a very like different kind of mode of human, that maybe that's the right organization. I'll help you find a gig there, right? I think that that's the right thing. One of the best references entrepreneurs can do on their VC is ask to talk to a CEO who the VC fired, or an executive that the VC fired, or someone on their team that the VC fired. I think that that tells you a lot about whether you can work with the person and how they think.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.